Galnet News Digest, 7th of February, 3305. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Mahon slaps down president after Empire jibe. Xena Research Base in naming mix-up. Augmented reality comeback predicted. Metalheads triumph in trade. Mahon slaps down president after Empire jibe. Prime Minister Edmund Mahon of the Alliance of Independent Systems has reminded President Kincaid to stay within his brief after Kincaid spoke out about the recent civil war in the Empire. Kincaid had been speaking about how instability in other powers could threaten the Alliance, and he cited Nova Imperium as an example. Had they succeeded in overthrowing Emperor Lavinia Duval, Kincaid said he was sure they would have abandoned the fight against the Thargoid menace. He claimed it was vital that the Alliance should redouble its military preparedness against attack, whether from human or alien aggressors. The Prime Minister suggested that Kincaid should concentrate on behind-the-scenes diplomatic efforts, saying that the instability within the Empire was none of the Alliance's business. Tension between the two Alliance leaders is now palpable, but it remains to be seen whether Kincaid chooses to stand up to the Prime Minister. Xena Research Base in naming mix-up. The Holloway Bioscience Institute hopes to establish the galaxy's premier Xena Research Centre in the Nahuaru system to poke with a sharp stick interesting forms of alien life and see what happens. In addition to exploration data, the Institute has appealed for building materials in the form of tantalum, a highly corrosion-resistant metal, indium, a soft metal with a very low melting point, and cobalt, a metal used to create wear-resistant, high-strength alloys. The Institute appears to have forgotten to include steel or aluminium on its shopping list, so the resulting research base may need to be created out of direct sunlight so that it doesn't melt. This is the first time in 2 years that exploration data has been sought in such a way. The last occasion was the Federation and Children of Raxler appeals for data pertaining to the Formidine Rift, the Conflux and Hawking's Gap in January 3303. Prior to that, there were several appeals in 3302. It might be seen as mildly inconvenient that just when their services are needed, 13,000 of the galaxy's finest explorers are right now heading directly away from the site of this appeal, towards Beagle Point on the Distant Worlds 2 expedition. The Institute's need for accurate mapping data is highlighted by their inability to get the name of their own system right. In their press release, they call Nahuaru, Naharu. We all know that's just Uvavu. Augmented reality comeback predicted. Supertech CEO Scorpio Devoro has praised angel investor Lexi October for the funds to continue developing the technologically advanced wearable holographic torque user interface, claiming that the company's future was now secure. Perhaps we will, after all, be able to try out wearable personal computers when we get out of our pilot seats, much sooner than we had thought. Metalheads triumph in trade. The Hutton Orbital Truckers have been accused this week of cheating in their successful campaign to seize gold in the first Inter-Squadron House Cup. The truckers came from behind in the last week of the campaign to sweep past a rotting dead horse, ending up with more than 150 billion credits in trading profits during the season. In the last week alone, the truckers claim to have mined and sold more than 44,000 void opals, with 27 truckers exceeding 1 billion credits in takings in a single week and their most dedicated miner chalking up profits in excess of 7 billion credits. The only way this could possibly be achieved, claim the detractors, is if the high-performing truckers were in fact high on the illegal drug Onionhead the whole time. The victorious truckers were awarded a gold bobblehead medal, making the medalhead moniker even more appropriate. In related news, the Celestial Light Brigade Xbox medalheads won 3 golds and a bronze in Season 1. The Winged Hussars, of course, won about 50. Season 2 has already started. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news, so you don't have to.